Let's talk a little bit about PARP inhibitors, and you've been involved with the research on several. You, again, at SGO, had a paper looking at olaparib monotherapy in patients with germline BRCA mutations. You were also a part of a study looking at veliparib, another PARP inhibitor, again, in breast cancer it's been looked at. And then also a couple of papers, one just at the ASCO meeting, an oral presentation on rucaparib. Can you talk about these three agents, what you learned from these studies, and where you think things are heading?
Well, I think, you know, the use of PARP drugs is a really exciting, you know, aspect of ovarian cancer management at this point. I think probably the most exciting piece of this is that we know these drugs have single agent activity in the patients who are most likely to respond. Those would be the germline carriers or the somatic mutation carriers of BRCA1/2 mutation. What's interesting is that there's probably a bigger audience out there for whom these drugs would be of benefit. And there are some very cool combination strategies that are being developed and I think also provide some new opportunities to move this whole field forward. So yeah, I think that in terms of these drugs, probably the most frequent question I get, because we're also working with talazoparib, I think the most frequent question I get is like, what distinguishes these drugs? And that's actually quite hard. I mean, you know, if you add niraparib in there, that gives us a total of five, you know, different agents that we are working with. They seem to all have activity in patients that carry germline mutation. There's a little subtlety in the difference of to what degree they induce a PARP trapping type of mechanism of action. But I think overall, all of them, with the exception of veliparib, have been very difficult to give in combination with full-dose chemotherapy. So the development plan is basically following what olaparib have gone, which is look at it first in patients who have the vulnerability, so the BRCA mutation carriers, and then to try to expand that audience as a single agent for those that carry homologous combination deficiency aberrations.